Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you who haven't heard this show before or don't know what TechNori is, this is a perfect month to get acquainted with us. One, the show is about startups, obviously. And two, we are hosting our main event on January 31st, which is Tuesday of next week at 6 p.m. through 8:30 p.m. at Chase Auditorium. What it is, we feature an incredible keynote this month that is the founder of Women 2.0. We also feature five incredible startup companies. They have 5 minutes to tell the world who they are and what they need from us in order to be able to make it in this crazy, crazy world of startups. And what we have done in the last, 6 years since 2010, well, we featured over 300 companies and they've gone on to raise $260 plus million in venture funding. Jeremiah Green, you are the CEO of Eat Purely, right?
Yes.
Yes. I finally got a title correct. This never happens. And I pronounced it right, which
you nailed it. You
can't screw up Green. Is there G-R-E-E-N or G-R-E-E-N-E?
It's just like the color, G-R-E-E-N. Yeah.
And you run something called Eat Purely.
I know, it's kind
this
of funny.
This is yeah. Perfect. What a perfect name. I didn't look at the logo. Is it green?
Well, it actually started as green.
Trifecta.
But it's now, our colors are kind of orange and
evolving.
White and black and that sort of thing.
We like green because TechNori is green, but our colors our palette is evolving slightly too, though. So we'll see. But I wanted to kind of get into Eat Purely kind of quickly here because I'm hungry and lunch is around the corner.
Cool.
I am a huge fan of all of these different kinds of delivery, food, services, and things. There's a couple different things like Sprig, which is now, I think, defunct. I don't know if it's Sprig still or
they're out of Chicago.
Yeah. So that was one that I had gotten introduced to really early on because at that time, I want to eat healthy, but I can't cook or I don't want to cook. But I also don't know how to cook really, and I don't know how to shop. And so the problem that Sprig ended up being for me was like, it's the same random thing. And then like, I don't get to make any sort of changes on my own. It's like served. What I liked about what you guys do is you serve up all these different things that are right there for me and I just pop them in the oven. So I'm like sort of learning how to cook while I eat, which is good.
Yeah.
So if you want to just kind of give us a little bit more on like Eat Purely and give it a real mission, because I obviously screwed it up.
No, that was actually perfect. And thank you for being a customer, and thank you for having me here today. So what we do in one short sentence is we make chef-made, healthy, organic meals delivered in 20 minutes or less from our mobile app. And while we allow folks also to order ahead, which is a big convenience, people love that, the crux of what we do is we make healthy food taste great. And we use all organic ingredients. We use very little sort of additives, fillers. We don't use any of the bad stuff. All of our proteins are either free range or have been fed and organically modified.
And a lot of these are local sourcing,
a lot of local sourcing, of course, when we can. And as we sort of expand our business, it gets a little harder because either the farms don't have enough inventory for us to buy, or it just becomes untenable. But we do our best to source locally. If not, we'll source from the Midwest at the very least.
As you grow, it'll become easier again because you guys are going to blow up nationally. And there's all kinds of local farms nationally, and you just start sourcing
totally. And we'd love to
geographically.
Do that. I think the thing that separates us from a lot of other these businesses is that we cook everything fresh daily. It really is restaurant quality food, but it's actually good for you.
Where are you cooking this at? Like, where's your main?
So we have a professional, state-of-the-art kitchen located in River West, and we cook everything that day. And we have a crew of chefs that come in from. Some of these guys are really talented. I mean, some of them are from Alinea, Hot Chocolate.
Our buddy Nick Kokonis.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that we're not a diet company because I think the word diet has a bit of impermanence to it.
Yep.
And we want to fit into your life as easily as you can and enable you to eat clean without sacrificing flavor or how you feel. When you eat our meals, I don't know if you notice this, when you eat our meals, afterwards, you generally feel pretty good.
Yep.
And we have this sort of notion as a society that we go to a restaurant, eat what's on the plate. There's tons of calories typically. They use fat as flavor as a concept. And we're just becoming accustomed to be overweight. 64% of all Americans are actually obese. That is a huge problem. That if people just ate a little more balanced, then you got something. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to change people's behavior because that's really hard to do. We're just introducing an option for folks that is non-dietary, but more lifestyle oriented. And so our mission is to enable and inspire healthy living.
I think, yeah, you know, so I think you hit on a couple of things. There's three things I've noticed while you're sitting here. One, I like that jacket. I saw another gentleman with a jacket like this not long ago, and I want to buy it, and he told me where he got it.
My wife.
Ask her and email me because I want that jacket.
You got it.
but back onto the actual company. And I want to fit in a jacket that looks like that, so which is why I got to eat your food.
You got to eat purely.
the two things that I've noticed about all of these different companies is, one, after looking at the ingredients, particularly on your labels, but other labels as well, is that apparently the food that we've been eating is essentially the grain-filled dog food that we feed our animals, and now the animals get organic food and we still eat dog food for the most part. And so I love seeing the labels that are like this, that are, and it's amazing. Like, we talk a lot, not me personally, I obviously don't talk about food very much at all, but or healthy food anyway. But we talk a lot about sugars being like a big problem, but we don't look at a lot of the fillers, like you talked about the fat as a flavor thing. There's so much horrible stuff in the food that we eat that most of the people who you see clunking around who feel like crap, quite frankly, is because they eat really, really poorly. They don't even know it. They think they're still eating healthy. I had a salad today. That salad is like just chopped.
Yeah, McDonald's salad.
It's chopped S-H-I-T. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess I look at this and I think, one, if for no other reason, try this, or I'm not just trying to peddle your stuff, this or somebody else who's got a clean label organic food for a week, and just see how much different you feel, how much more productive you are, how much easier it is to wake up in the morning, go to bed at night, and not be wired like an 8-day clock. And then the other part that I particularly like about your service is the notion that comparatively, look at some other services, they give you ingredients and then you have to assemble and cook. Okay, that doesn't work if I work downtown on the go. That's not going to work. Or it's pre-cooked and it's probably frozen and I just have to throw it in the microwave for 2 seconds. Kind of getting away from the healthy thing here. Like, it's not, it's still not working, and now I only have a limited choice, and you put me on the like schedule, and then I just end up getting a recycle of like every Thursday or Friday is salmon. Like, kind of done with this. Your service enables us, and me in particular, who work in a office downtown here that does have microwave and oven and things, that you can send me a kit that was prepared, it was cooked today, and I can sort of heat it at my convenience, but not need like a full kitchen, but also not just a nuker.
We make it super simple to eat really well. And to your point about when you look at the ingredients on this, on any packaging, when you go to the grocery store, at least 74% of everything has additional additives, like you called it dog food. Everything that you see on the shelf, 74% of it at least, has added sugar and added things in it that are not good for us.
Full disclosure, yesterday for lunch I had a Totino's pizza.
Oh, man.
It's quite...
It's pretty good.
It's the best. I live on Totino's and...
You're just not going to feel good, you know, if you keep doing that.
Oh, I know. All, you know. Totino's and SpaghettiOs is like two-thirds of my diet.
I hear you.
It's the worst, but it tastes so good.
It does, and those companies know that. This is an industry that has specifically designed those things to create a habit in human beings because, you know, thousands of years of evolution tell us that when we find food, we should eat it and try to store up the fat because we're outside killing, you know, our next meal. And that's what's in our DNA. These companies specifically designed food to take advantage of that.
And coincidentally, their branding departments put alphabet letters and all kinds of kids' labels and really fun games for me to play as a child on there to help reinforce my conditioning on that.
I love playing those games on the boxes.
Such a weirdo.
It's just terribly, non-transparent, right? And what I have a problem with is, number one, we don't really have a choice. You may think you have a choice. You don't really have a choice. So I think it's important when you eat, just be aware of it. Like, don't, you don't have to change your life, but just be aware of it. And, you know, when it comes to these sorts of things, $1 out of every gross profit that's made domestically in food creates $3 of healthcare spend. I don't know if anybody knows that, but that's ridiculous. And 75% of that $3 spend is controllable, meaning that that has to do with chronic metabolic diseases as a result of diet.
That's crazy.
The data is there. There's a definite correlation between these two things. And why go on a crash diet when you can introduce the type of food that we're serving and some other folks are serving, you know, across America, that human beings, we're pretty advanced society in America. We should be eating real food. You know?
Yeah, I guess I want to kind of go into one or two things here, I guess. Before we get into the business side of this just a little bit, I want to add that, like, for particularly those entrepreneurs that are, you know, it's a tight budget. It's tough. Sometimes it's tough to spend on the organic food, and I fall into that all the time where I end up buying cheap crap to eat and fill and just go, and or you're just stressed out, and you're like, you know what, I just want a Big Mac. I don't care. The amount, it's worth, I guess my point is it's worth the investment. I can tell you firsthand the amount of productivity that I get and the amount of day that I get to use at a much better efficient rate when I eat healthy, and if I throw a half an hour workout in there or something like that is just, it's not even close. I mean, literally, if I could use my hands for a bar graph, it would be like this because it's just crazy. And you guys are obviously helping, you know, helping that with me and other people. So I think that's great. But I want to ask you from a business side, how, you know, there are other, like I said before, Sprig, there's other companies out there. How did you guys decide your route? How did you obviously chose, like, there's a market here for feeding people organic food.
Yeah.
How did you come about the decision to go mobile app and attack the market the way you have?
Well, quite frankly, a lot of this was somewhat instinctual in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, half of my career has been spent in food service, actually. The other half has been in finance and early stage startups.
It's a good combo to run a company called Eat Purely.
It's about the only thing I can really do, to be honest with you. So I'm perfectly positioned to do this, but my gut feel was if Uber can get me home in five, or if I can get a car here in you know, a minute or two that gets me home, why can't I get my food by the time I get home? But that notion wasn't good enough. Why? When I look at the restaurant path between my office and my house, I literally have no options that I think are reasonable from a salt intake or a fat intake or what's going to make me feel good intake or a flavor intake. Or I got to go to Whole Foods, which is fine, but that's even more expensive than us. And, you know, it's inconvenient because I got to go wait online and do this other stuff. So I first started it with asking the question, why, a bunch of times. And then I started to think about a path of how this could work. And then, being an early stage guy, I talked to over 75 people. I interviewed 75 people early stage. This is some of the things that I do personally.
Yeah.
And I saw a recursive pattern in their responses. And then when I started to talk about the solution, you never want to talk about the solution when you're interviewing people early stage. But when I started to talk about elements of it, I saw this is the common thing that I saw outside of what I wanted was people were sort of viscerally responding. I could see their eyes lighting up when I said, well, what if you had this? And I showed them this mocked up website that I built, you know, this real piece of, you know,
drawn in crayons.
Right. Yeah. Literally, like, but the funny thing is that website ended up being our website still to this day, even though it's being switched over, of course. But viscerally, people, I could see it in their eyes. They're like, oh, I would. They weren't just saying, oh, yeah, I'd do that. They were like, whoa, like, I want that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that that was a big part of it. And the other big part of it was the fact that I have experience in large-scale commissary-based food service of selling meals in a box.
Yeah.
And I learned very early on that it's very hard to do hot food in a consistent way. And, it, you know, in terms of having the food taste right when it gets to you, as well as having things sit in a box hot removes the nutritional content. I mean, it lowers the nutritional content over time. And so we didn't want those sorts of things. So, you know, the way we serve it, the convenience factor, the fact that it's reasonably priced for what it is, especially for what it is. I actually think it's too inexpensive, but, you know, our investors let us do that. You know, given all those things, this is exactly what I wanted in the world.
Well, you're right. This is definitely the only thing you can do. No, no, yeah,
it is.
It takes a unique mix of people to be successful in these kind of niche things. And I think you guys have nailed it. I love the approach you have. Cause I mean, as a person who I want to, like, I love that I can go and order sort of like essentially what I want in a healthy choice and know that it's prepared and it's going to be brought to me. And it's not something that was like, you know, sort of like the National Lampoon's. It's in a, you know, they go to the French restaurant. It's all frozen box. It's like, yeah, this is great. Put a flag in it.
Totally.
So, you know, it's,
when you freeze food, you just ruin it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, going back to our ancestral...
Except for New York bagels. New York bagels are still delicious.
God, yeah, that works. Yeah, no, that doesn't.
It's the one thing.
And ice cream sandwiches, right? Oh, I mean, but that's our thing is like...
And Totino's.
We know that you want to go eat Totino's. Like, I'm not trying to change that behavior, and neither are we.
Yeah.
But we're trying to moderate your diet such that it's okay to eat that occasionally.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, I can tell you, and this is what I mean, I've been trying to do, is if I can basically guarantee that while I'm downtown working from Tuesday to Thursday when I'm downtown for like my main week, if I just eat this kind of stuff during that time frame, and then when I go home on Saturday, whatever, I can go drinking and have food. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Over time, if I'm intelligent at all, over time, I will slowly reduce the amount of the whatever and drinks food because you just feel so different, so much clunkier than when you were eating healthy.
Yeah. Clear-eyed and clear-minded. I mean, that's kind of what we peddle. And why wouldn't somebody who's interested in their health, which is really what we have at the end of the day, I mean, you know, at the end of life, what do you have, you know? And it's really the personal relationships and how well you did, you know, a box, right, in life. And so we really believe in that, and it's something that we think the world is ready for now, especially with, you know, there's a very large segment of the population that is considered millennial, and millennial folks are really smart. I think they're really into food. And
says the millennials over here. I am one, technically, but...
Yeah. No, I like to include myself. I'm not, but I like to include myself. But, I mean, honestly, like, millennials are... People in the millennial mindset are really smart. They're going to spend more money on luxury items as well as foodstuffs in the next 10 years than Generation X, Y, Z, baby boomers, everybody else. And I really like them as a group. I have a lot of faith in, like, the future of America, honestly, because they're committed to finding out information for themselves.
He's starting to make me think that I should reconsider my feeling that we're all screwed.
We could talk about that all day long.
We'll have to have you come back on and talk about
that. I have faith because of some of their tendencies, right? They don't believe everything that they read. They're super informed. They like to go find out. Like, that's why we have labels on everything.
Yeah.
Even in our app, you can see the nutritional information before you can order it because of that, because we recognize that that's important. That's why we put the ingredients there that you can actually pronounce. You know, they don't have this sort of weird chemicals in it, because our food doesn't have any chemicals in it, you know.
Very cool.
So we believe in that. I believe in that. And I think that that's why we're doing well and we're going to continue to grow, you know.
Take a bite of Eat Purely and you'll believe in it too, I think. That's how I
thank
felt.
Thank you.
Where do people go, obviously, Eat Purely? Where do people go to follow you and learn more about this, learn more about the different kind of foods and things you guys are making? Where do we go to learn more?
Sure. You can go to a couple of places. First, our website, you know, eatpurely.com. Secondly, if you have an iPhone, you can download the app. If you have a Google phone, you can go to the Google Play Store and download the app. And those are really the three. You can go to our Facebook page, of course, and you know see what.
And
we're
soon, check out the new website that will come up.
Yeah, the new website's coming online soon. It's kind of wicked cool. It's kind of a little bit of a new design we're really excited about.
And very cool. And you know, I had one last question for you. For those of us like myself who live in the suburbs, when can we expect to get food out there? Is it
April 1st?
April 1st. Yes.
Now, if anybody's listening to this, especially folks on my team, they're going to kill me because
you just set the date.
I just set the date, right? But that's
between April 1st and May 25th, which is my birthday.
There you go.
On April 1st, you can be like April Fools. We're not.
Hey,
exactly. Thank
just
you.
Just set up a perfect. You're
just
gonna
have kidding. Right.
Just joking. We're not trying to lose people.
We have plans and designs to make sure that you know we can get this at the same quality level that you know people can get it here, and we're really excited about that. Actually, we're also launching catering downtown.
That's
for businesses.
I didn't want to get into that one because I could go all day on that because we have obviously you have Technory event, we have all kinds of events and partners that do lots of different events, and we've been working on the after party stuff, and I'm just tired of doing
something.
I would love to. Yeah. I'm tired. I've been talking to Charles Adler from known from Kickstarter. He's got Lost Arts about doing meetups and things there, just in the sort of sentiment of Lost Arts to bring in a startup company that is creating healthy food and goes with craft beers and stuff, I think would be awesome.
That would be perfect. We would love to do that.
Oh, well then I will be checking out one of your social media
things
and absolutely. Tweeting at you for it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, we'd love to. Yeah. Just, we should get that done. Seriously.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Cool.
Cool.
You can stream this episode and more at technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites, such as stories we just referenced, by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. And do please go to technori.com/events and get your tickets now for the January 31st, Tuesday next week showcase at Chase Auditorium. We've got incredible keynotes, incredible startups. We've already sold over 300 tickets, so if you haven't gotten yours, you better get on it now. Boom. That's a wrap.